Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to rethink transportation. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
A bankruptcy judge rules that a mother had no duty to pay a daughter's college bill.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Jennifer Strong in New York. A judge ruled that a Georgia woman didn't have any legal duty to pay her daughter's college tuition bill before declaring bankruptcy. Joining me with some perspective on what that means is The Wall Street Journal's Katie Stetch. Katie, you say this deepens a fracture between judges on whether financially struggling parents can help their children pay for college.
It does, Jennifer, yes. So we have judges, bankruptcy judges across the country are starting to disagree on whether financially struggling parents who filed for bankruptcy, whether they should have paid for their kids' college tuition bills while they were struggling. And some bankruptcy judges have been asked, they've been pulled into these lawsuits filed by bankruptcy trustees. And the trustees have said, hey, while this person was, you know, not paying their own bills, they were giving the gift of a college education, college returned that money. And so these lawsuits are now across the country, and bankruptcy judges are ruling in some cases, yes, parents benefited when they paid this college tuition. And in certain cases, they're saying, no, these parents had no duty, no legal obligation to make these payments, and colleges, you should return that money.
And what is driving this trend?
These lawsuits are coming from bankruptcy trustees. When you file for Chapter 7 protection, the court asks a bankruptcy trustee to look over your finances, make sure you're selling off everything that you can, paying as much back on your debt as you can. And so these trustees will look over all of your past financial behavior, and what they have is the power to undo past financial transactions that happened, you know, 4 to 6 years before you file for bankruptcy, depending on which state you live in. So they will go through it. The power that they have is derived from, you know, they want to make sure that you didn't give your mother a boat the day before you filed for bankruptcy. It's a protection against fraud. But they'll also ask, okay, well, did you make payments that you didn't benefit from? Did you donate a ton of money to a charity before you filed for bankruptcy? Did you give college or pay for college tuition for a school you didn't attend, but your kid attended before you went to school, before you filed for bankruptcy? So what these trustees are doing is making the argument in court that these parents should not have been paying for their children's college education. They're filing lawsuits against the colleges, asking for the colleges, and in some cases, suing the students as well, asking both of them to return the money so they can distribute the money among other creditors, like credit card debt or medical debts, whatever went unpaid by those parents before they filed for bankruptcy.
Wow. And so what happens to the schools?
Yeah, so we've had a couple of decisions. Schools have mostly been settling these lawsuits. Most of them haven't gone to ruling, but we're starting to see colleges fight. So while they've been returning, you know, a couple thousand dollars here or there, we're starting to see colleges hire big lawyers and fight these in court. And that's why we're getting more rulings out these days. We had a ruling in August from a judge in Massachusetts that disagreed with the ruling we just had out of Savannah, Georgia. The ruling in Massachusetts is going to be appealed right now. So different judges are starting to weigh in on whether or not these lawsuits whether or not colleges should have to return this money.
We're talking with Katie Stetch about what's behind these bankruptcy lawsuits over college tuition, and you're listening to Your Money Matters from The Wall Street Journal.
We'd like to say a quick thank you and share a message from one of our sponsors, Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to launch innovative transportation solutions, including its carpooling option, Uber Pool, and enable a world on the move. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Katie, how are these lawsuits affecting families?
Yeah, it's affecting them in different ways. We're still sort of figuring it out. I've seen a couple cases where when colleges had to return money or agreed to return money through a settlement, they then asked the college student to repay that money. I've seen parents make those payments again to the college. They'll threaten to withhold transcripts. I've seen them in one case, a college threatened to not allow one of the students to graduate after they had to return money. So it's really having an impact on the students and their families that in some cases are having to repay this money to the college.
What will you be watching for next as this develops?
Yes, so in the Massachusetts case that has been appealed, the judge in that case, the bankruptcy judge who's being challenged, actually wrote what's called a memo for a direct appeal. He asked the judges at the First Circuit to take on the case, to skip some of the lower process, because he said this issue is complicated, it's an issue of national importance, and that we really need some clarity on what's right here. So hopefully there will be some bigger rulings coming out, and that will clear up some of the uncertainty that we have across the country right now. Right now, I mean, if you are thinking of filing for bankruptcy protection and you've made payments for your kids' college tuition in the last couple of years, you may sit down with a lawyer and they may say, hey, you know what, your kid could get sued as a result of this. There's a lot of uncertainty out there, and it's lawyers are starting to have that conversation with their clients. So there's a lot of uncertainty. People are factoring that in, whether or not they file for bankruptcy. And we're really hoping that someone will clear up soon what's right here. We also had there is a measure in Congress that would clear this up right after the Wall Street Journal's first story on this in 2005 or 2015. Several Republican lawmakers introduced a bill that would prevent these lawsuits against colleges. It hasn't really gone anywhere. There were a couple other folks who co-sponsored it, but you know, in the absence of a judge clearing this up for everybody, we could have Congress step in.
That's the Wall Street Journal's Katie Stetch in Philadelphia. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jennifer.
And thank you for listening to Your Money Matters. I'm Jennifer Strong in the newsroom in New York.
Top stories without the noise. Make sure to check What's News from the Wall Street Journal several times a day. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.